When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now you can see why the show's ending.
Then right? Literally every tech here has been like, so what's the name of your podcast? And why are we sitting the tightest possible quarters imaginable?
We got a lot of guests. We got a lot of people coming.
Yeah, we
on.
Sure do. Brendan is
Hi,
the
everybody.
Nightmare
what's
middle
up?
Seat on an airplane.
Thank you.
Hell
guys.
Yeah. I love all the fat guys cheered that. Yeah, it sucks. What's up? Welcome to the final live episode of Here's a Scenario, everybody. That's right. We appreciate you guys coming out. We appreciate you mourning the show with us.
I wish we set up like a flashback kind of thing where we were like, hey, remember that time?
Dude, we couldn't even get a theme song. How are we gonna do that?
Not only did we not have a theme song, but all of us woke up at 10:30 a.m. and we're like, we should find guests.
Yeah.
How has your Vegas been, everybody? Has it been good? Yeah? Have you enjoyed Fremont Street? Walking back and forth, avoiding fucking Sid's toys from Toy Story? Just a fucking baby head on top of a mechanical spider? What a true fucking hellscape that is out there, huh?
I'm actually walking up to them with a magnifying glass and burning their foreheads.
Yeah, strap a fucking rocket to half of those people.
Dude, it's like, falling with style. I'm on the zip line.
That's what we should do. We should weaponize Skankfest members and have you guys just unhook your zip line and careen into some people.
Yeah.
Just fucking 9/11. Human 9/11.
Kamikaze's great too.
Yeah.
Human 9/11. What? Speaking of my act.
That was it? It had nothing to jump into.
The whole joke was speaking of my act, Human 9/11.
No, I get it.
I get it.
I thought it was a lead in.
I really feel like there's nothing I can do wrong. How are you guys?
We already asked that three times.
Stop asking that.
This is good. Do you guys have you seen that we have not produced or planned for this at all?
That's what people like.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that taking mushrooms in the evening and waking up just before your show doesn't result in magic all the time. You know? That's what we did on Thursday. Feeny and I got in on Thursday night. He's been fucking talking up this place, Area 15, for months.
There?
Yeah, did you like it?
This guy gets it.
You go all the
dude, that's how I fucking live. Starting a sentence and being like, I'm lying halfway through the sentence.
We go all the ones.
Yeah. Where did you guys just go?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I like this better.
I do kind of like this better.
I do like this better.
But
it makes it feel like there's more people.
I did think I was blacking out for a second.
Dude, I'm like, just tunnel vision of like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Not again.
It's happening.
I think it happened after I got that McDonald's last night.
Dude, hold on.
Nope.
The sound this audience made when Brendan said that was far more concern than entertainment.
At this point, it's like pretty amazing how bad I do for how long I've been doing stand-up comedy.
But that's what's endearing. People love you for it.
Yeah.
Isn't that true, you guys?
Now let me ask you this. How are you guys doing?
Nice, yes. Let the chant happen! It's about a 3.5 now. I've gained some weight.
Shouldn't Brendan judge Naked Roast Battle and take a Viagra and just have a piping hard forehead?
Which, by the way, from what we told last night, he would be bigger than most. Yeah.
I mean, dude, some of those dicks looked like fucking chicken cutlets. Just breaded and formless. What the fuck was that? Also, that one guy, were you guys at the Naked Roast last night?
Yes.
Yeah, that one aggressive guy with the cock that was shoved into his body.
Yeah.
That was one of the most troubling experiences I've ever had.
That's everybody with, like, a Patrice O'Neal avatar on Twitter. That's the guy.
Yeah. Just a cockless, fat... You just, guys are just... gay! This whore!
Yeah. The whole time he's just screaming, where's my penis?
He's definitely in this room right now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah.
So yeah, Feeny and I went to Area 15. Did you like it on your first visit? Not really. Well, we didn't either, mostly because somebody vomited in the middle of the exhibition. Is it exhibit?
Exhibition. X to the Z.
Spell it.
Exhibition?
Yeah.
Easy. E.
Z.
X to the Z. Exhibition. Country of origin. Could you use it in a sentence? We went to an exhibition. EXH. Right?
That's the hard one.
You didn't think I was going to get that.
Nobody thought you were going to get that.
See, for someone who doesn't know how to spell, the hard one is the rest of the little nothing letters.
You know, Brendan tackles the hard letters and then falls asleep on the easy one.
I go Xanax. Z. And that's all I got.
That's wrong.
Oh. It's X. It's X to the Z.
X to the Z.
Fuck! It's not. There's no Z in Xanax. What are you talking about? It's X-A-N-A-X.
All right, buddy. It seems like you got a fucking script.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Wow, somebody needs to take a Xanax right now.
If anybody has.
Please.
Is this blunt? Was this part? Was this ours? Or was this
That's
probably
mine, yeah.
Time?
That's okay. Fine, yeah.
Okay, exhibition, and then we'll get past.
Then we'll bring a guest on.
Yeah, we'll bring a guest on. E, X. Why don't I just drink this? What do you think?
Jokes don't work.
Half-bomb water close by.
Oh my God.
Yeah, somebody puked in Area 15 and they covered up.
I'm about to puke in Area this right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that place stunk. I had a 4-hour fucking stomach ache.
That was the mushrooms that was your problem, you know? You might actually throw up.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Speaking of puke, let's bring up some guests.
Yeah, let's bring up our first guest. You guys ready?
Do we know who we're bringing up?
Your choice, dealer's choice. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, I think?
I don't know.
Oh my fucking God.
You bring somebody up.
Oh, but I don't want to pick favorites. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do any of you want to go first? Okay.
Chris DiStefano, everybody. Let him hear it.
Back to the show, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the mic thing off.
Can we get this fucking out of my... This is gonna make me puke looking at this thing. Can we get this out of here? Sincerely.
Disgusting.
I'll put it to good use. Good. The technician is about to take bong rips.
If you thought the lights were wonky before.
He's like, I love what's the situation. Dude, do you know how many fucking people from Skankfest are like, dude, is what's the scenario really ending? And it's like, man, it's clear you're a very big fan. You got the first word of the title wrong. That's real, huh?
Real giggle.
Does anybody have some hypothetical question that they would like to ask?
Maybe, like, put a...
Yeah? You do, buddy? You want to come up and ask into the microphone?
Oh!
All the way.
What is this, Comic-Con?
That's right. What's he... Oh, yeah!
Hi, I've been watching you guys since 2024.
So since next year?
So, friendly.
You look like one of those guys, like you did the Amish Rumspringer. Right? Like, yeah. Then he's just like, I'm gonna go to Skankfest instead. Yeah. Going back to churning butter.
All right, Brendan, you don't have to actually do this one, but I'm sure we can set it up.
Is drinking bong water not enough for you?
Would you rather?
You look like you were born in bong water.
This is what a gremlin turns into. Not a gremlin. Fuck my ass.
Quick, get the bong
What's
water.
The other way?
Somebody call Joe DeRosa. He'll do it.
Someone just went, Skankfest! You didn't even yell that at us. You yelled it to your friends. You went, Skankfest!
It's happening! It's happening!
Anything goes!
It's Skankfesting in here so hard.
Anything goes at Skankfest, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Alright, what's your, what do you want me to do?
Alright. Would you rather drink a warm shot of cum?
He's like holding it. Or.
But keep in mind, we're losing warmth.
Speaking of DeRosa.
Or a cold glass of squirt.
Oh. Cold glass of squirt.
I think cold glass of the liquid is better than any.
I would.
But.
You say cold glass of squirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go warm glass of cum only because I have cavities and cold. I such a
But yeah, the warm cum actually sounds good as like a throat coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little honey.
Put it on some ice cream.
Just drizzle it over some ice cream.
Yeah, it makes like one of those hard shells that they put, you know, the cherry.
A cum tufo?
A cum shell, yeah.
Yeah. One of those premium bars where it's like hard chocolate with vanilla on the inside. Oof, that's good.
There you go.
If you'll give Brendan a minute, he's about to come, so he'll have the main ingredients. No, but squirt would be good because I could picture like a woman doing that, and then I could jerk off to it as I'm drinking. Like when I have milkshakes.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
How's that silence?
Hey, man, somebody,
you like that?
Somebody give him a beat.
All right, who's next? You can probably just like stand up and say it from your seat. You don't have to come up all the way down here if you don't
want to. If you want to come up, you can though.
Yeah, we do like being able to.
If you want to come up, you can shout it out.
Right. Fuck Mary Kill, Louis J. Dave.
Louis J. Dave, fuck Mary Kill.
Mary Kill, Louis J. Dave.
Just one guy really liked your question, dude. Everybody else was like, fuck this.
All right, so I would say, fuck, marry, kill, Louis J. Dave. I would say I'd probably, I'd kill Jay because I'm German. I would fuck Louis because I only fuck Puerto Ricans. And I guess I'd marry Dave because he's, out of all three of them, he's the one that most likely has health insurance, right?
Dave seems very stable.
Well, and with Dave, you know you'll have liberty and freedom for yourself.
You never have to worry about what to talk about, you know?
And plus, you already have the religious tattoos.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Good.
So it's
That's
all, good. It all works.
All right, this is what you do.
Okay.
Okay? You marry Lewis. All right.
Is there a why, or are you just?
Yeah, because I'm gonna assume. Don't tell him I said this, but he might be the wealthiest out of all three of those fucking guys.
What?
No.
Brendan doesn't understand how money works.
Lewis is
Brendan's the one that wanted to keep this podcast going.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the one. Anyway. But Lewis is wearing like fucking $600, you know, shirts with the.
No, Lewis spends his money like an asshole.
No. Yes, Lewis is embezzling from the company.
Yeah.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is all a front for tax stuff.
Dude, every volunteer here is being paid in ketamine.
And it shows.
That was fun, just having somebody in a staff shirt come up to me and be like, do you want some K? I'm like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Okay, whatever, I'll stick with it. Marry Lewis, and then kill him.
I don't know, I guess, and...
Just
about to get real funny up in here.
I know, dude. We needed to add another guy that looks like a lesbian. I mean, is this lineup not exactly what Skankfest stands for?
100%, dude.
The whitest.
Stefano and I are before and after transition.
Yes, we are. You do look like you have less bone density.
Yes. If you push me over, I will break something.
Yes. The question is, who does Joe DeRosa want to fuck more? Me or you?
What was that movie where Christian Bale was like the anorexic drug addict boxer? No. He's like a drug addict boxer brother.
Fighter.
That's what
fighter.
This looks like.
Fighter.
You tell him, Brendan.
It's always good when the slam has to get crowdsourced. What's the thing I was trying to say?
Guys, you finish my joke.
Don Rickles never went, yeah, that's what you look like.
What's that thing with the players, with the sticks that they play with? You're a hockey puck.
Jeremiah, you did skip the line, by the way. We have other guests.
We did have a line of guests back there who are furious now.
But
I do kind of like the storming on the stage. It was a big power move.
Yeah, Candy texted me and I was late and I was like, okay, well, there's an empty seat. I gotta fill it.
That's right. It was very January 6th of you to join like that.
Yeah.
It's just a peaceful gathering. He shits on the desk.
Fuck you, Nancy!
Does anybody else have a question?
All right. Yeah, come on up.
Come on up.
What's your name, dude?
What's up, Herman?
What's up, Herman?
Hey, I'm losing my voice already.
Uh-oh. Nice, shit. Dude. All
right, so a new...
Herman, the person that Joe DeRosa fucked.
Nice, he's back.
Four.
The fucking battle up here, you guys, I'll tell you what.
Just when you think he's dead.
Brendan's like a hitter just about to get sent back to the minors.
Yeah, I didn't hear no bell.
Just knocks in a key triple.
His helmet flies off as he swings.
What's up?
All right.
Hold on, I can't hear
him.
Hold on,
I'm
saying.
Killing.
Yep.
He said yourself. Maybe after your question, fucko.
It's Herman.
Oh, hell, it's you. Okay, I recognize that laugh.
All right. New F-theme flight log just dropped. You're all on it. Explain why.
I was fucking children, yeah. I was also fucking children. That's right.
The whole time?
The whole time. I mean, I may have gotten a massage from a legal by mistake.
I needed the hours for my flight license. I was looking to invest in real estate.
Oh, this is a nice little, let's get, you know, this is nice. We're all doing little punchlines.
That's the podcast.
No, this is like set up, you know, hey, I needed the mileage. Da, 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 da.
My favorite.
Well, look at us. We're trying to be funny. Can I say a joke?
Someone comes up. I got a question. Why'd the chicken cross the road, you guys?
My favorite was when everybody was riffing so hard and he was standing here and like, but I seriously have a question. Like, can I get to my question? Like, I know you're making your funnies and stuff, but
yeah.
I have an obscene question that's burning.
Yeah. Cool, anybody else?
Wait. I feel like we should bring up another guest, right?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead. I don't want to pick anymore.
You said you would belligerently eject one of the guests and then bring on the other one. And now you've lost confidence. Fuck my ass, god damn it. No, I don't want to do this.
All right, another question then? What just happened?
Yes. Question over here.
Over here.
What's your name, young man? John?
John.
How many Johns?
This whole fucking thing's falling off the rails.
Would you rather summon velociraptors anytime you sneeze? Or every sexual partner of yours has to post public reviews of your sexual performances online.
Now here's the thing.
No further questions at this time. Yes.
Are the velociraptors hunting me, or is it like a Chris?
It's a minimum of two.
Are they like attacking
but
us?
But are they on my side? Can
did
I
my fucking
like
4-year-old write the first half of this question? Dad, if you fought, will a turkey show up? I told my son that if you fart and sneeze at the same time, you disappear. And he's truly told every stranger we've come across about it. And they're like, who the fuck told you that? And he's like, my father. I like that though. I'll fucking sneeze and just unleash velociraptors. And can I fake a sneeze and it'll work? Okay, so you can weaponize it. So for you asking that question, I can be like, oh, word? Achoo. And then clever girls,
I don't
they
think
just gut you.
In this, are they doing my bidding?
One hunts your mom, and the other one helps.
just coming up with this right now.
Yeah.
One hunts your mom, and the other one blows your dad, and...
My dad's like, quick, sneeze! You son of a bitch!
Feels like you haven't sneezed in 10 years. Jesus Christ. While you're sleeping, he's tickling your nose with a feather. Jerking off, like getting his dick hard. Come on.
Why? Why that sex part?
No, I don't know.
That doesn't help sneeze.
No, because he wants to get fucking blown, you jabroni.
By a raptor?
He missed the whole fucking thing.
What do you guys think? What do our guests think?
Let's see. What was it? Sneeze and a raptor, and then what was the other thing?
Your sexual partner always puts on a public online review of your performance.
Yeah, that's happened to me. So, so I guess just to live a different life, sneeze for the raptors, because
you know how the other one ends.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it's so yeah, whatever, dude. I mean, what are they gonna say? It's only gonna be the same reviews. Chris is gay.
My favorite Chrissy D thing was during the Guy Code days when some girl DM'd you and was like, I'm gonna tweet a picture of your dick. And you were like, okay, I'll retweet it.
Yeah, I'll retweet it. I would retweet it, especially now I would retweet it, because those pics back those days, a few years ago, I had warts, and now I don't. So I feel like I would just show the progress.
Gardasil.
Use promo code Chrissy D.
The absolute balls of this audience to judge warts.
Yeah. All I did was take Kratom, and my warts went away. Yeah.
I subscribed to Gas Digital, and my warts disappeared.
Wow.
So, all right, so good velociraptor
good
question.
Great question.
Yeah. Let's bring up another guest.
Yeah,
let's
we
do that. Tom Dustin, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring up Tom Dustin. Somebody, yeah, fill yes. Right. Excellent. Yeah, we'll
Jeremiah Watkins.
And Jeremiah Watkins.
Yeah, Jeremiah.
Hello.
Tom, what's up, dude?
I'm very good. I don't know any of you.
We don't know.
The bong. Fill it with cum. Let's do it.
Yeah, we were outside looking for last-minute guests. Joe Liz pitched us Tom Dustin. Tom and I are, we're going to be in Florida in December together. I'm excited.
He's doing Comedy Key West.
Yeah, man, I'm fired up.
Hey,
whoa!
Joe Liz gave me your phone number once. I texted you
about
it.
I want you all.
Send him a picture of Chris's dick.
It's a fun club. Where you go down and you swim with manatees and tell some jokes.
Fuck yeah, man. Where are you from with that accent?
I'm from Boston.
Good city.
It doesn't go away.
The fucking
best. It gets worse.
Yeah, even with the Florida.
Joe List doesn't have an accent.
No, he stopped drinking.
Yeah. It's built into the bottom of every drink.
Anybody got a question?
What? Jesus Christ!
What the fuck was that? Was that the dude who did Naked Roast Battle last night? Was that his dick sneezing?
Dude, did an elephant just get a Narcan shot?
Somebody sneezed in a velociraptor.
Is my mom here? Yeah.
She's dead. My dad's in the background. Yes, finally!
Anybody else with a question?
What was that really though? Is everyone okay?
Wow.
I guess so.
Yeah, and do whatever the fuck that guy was doing as well.
All right, what's the question?
It was like Coke drip. Yeah, what's the question?
What's your most controversial movie take?
Oh, nice. You fucking nerd.
Got him.
What is your most controversial movie take? Mine happens to be... The Godfather is overrated.
Yeah.
It is funny to shout out into the darkness making fun of Skankfest members, because some of them might be like, I have a gun, though. We're having fun, but, you know.
And truly, we don't know the faces of who we have to avoid later.
Yeah, that's the other problem. They're just in the darkness. Yeah. Like, okay, one enemy.
Yeah, I've had a lot of dark stares from people I recognize from YouTube comments.
You can just see their hands all associated with their eyes.
What's your most you watch a lot of movies.
I watch the same movie over and over again.
Here we go. Let's talk about Rad.
I mean, yeah, that's the greatest movie of all time. I don't know that it's controversial. I always thought that it was kind of generally accepted, but I fucking love The Departed, and I think it's one of the greatest movies
ever. I didn't realize people were like, that movie is shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I guess the rat, whatever, but you know. It's cheesy. At the end, the rat coming across the thing, it's a little bit on the nose. But listen, you're also talking to a guy that used to do coke while watching the movie Blow, and then I would stop it before it got bad.
But maybe it's the rat is like that's something very Boston. Tom, you're from Boston. Are there a lot of rats that run across the edges? balconies. Yeah. In Massachusetts State
that's
Capitol.
The problem with a balcony in Boston. It's
yeah, there's rats
rat
everywhere.
Coming.
Is it?
Oh,
really?
There's a Boston
that's
accent.
True.
Came out. Rat Kevin.
What is the Boston consensus opinion about Jack Nicholson's?
Well, it's a loosely based thing on Whitey Bulger.
Right.
Before they made the other one. What's the other one?
Black Mass.
Black Mass?
Yeah. Dude.
I like The Departed better than Black Mass.
Same.
And mainly because of the rat. Like that.
Yeah, rat
is
top
billing.
He had no
idea what was going on until that rat. He was like, oh, because of the...
Yes!
Wait a minute.
What a clever symbolic finale.
I think No Country for Old Men is a comedy. Is that a weird take?
No.
Coen Brothers movie is
funny.
A comedy.
I like that. Make your case.
Points now. No.
Follow it up. I like the initial.
I need a glass of squirt. I don't really have a. I actually think I said the wrong movie.
Were you thinking of?
I was thinking of There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I've offended my boy.
Good show, Eli.
We just do quotes from movies the entire time now. You guys can leave.
I think my Barbie was better than Oppenheimer.
Nice.
Woo! That's what I think.
I'm just Ken.
I like Barbie better.
Percentage of people in this audience saw the Barbie movie?
There you go.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, that's more than I thought.
And Oppenheimer? Woo!
They're actually just cheering for the bomb.
They didn't see it. They didn't cheer for you.
Is this really the last one?
Who knows? I'm fighting for it.
I'm excited.
That's the narrative I'm gonna.
I'm very excited. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm the only one that wanted to do that.
He found it out to now
it's
become
over,
the
dude.
Martyr of the.
Poor Brendan has to resort to raps now.
Yeah. Brendan, if this podcast is fucking over, I'm starting a history podcast with Mike.
It's called History Jaguars.
History Jackals.
All right, another question.
What else we got?
Who on the panel is most likely to top DeRosa this weekend?
Chris.
Ruth, yes.
Chris.
Yeah. Again.
Again. Do you mean top him or power top him? Do you know what I mean?
It's what's unbelievable about DeRosa is I saw him yesterday after it happened.
happened. If you guys don't know, yeah, he laid a transgender person. He got him hard, and then that person blew him in the bathroom, which is fine, no problems at all. But then Joe was sitting in the corner, and I was like, I heard what happened, and then he goes, yeah, and then he looks at me, takes off his glasses, he goes, and I'm not gay. I said, Joe. Let me tell you, we all support you, we all love you, truly nobody cares. But if you think that you're not gay, you got another thing coming. Because I said, let me ask you, I said, yesterday, let's just go through the facts. Yesterday, no problem at all, for a bit, you jerked off a penis. Yes, okay, yeah, good, confirm. Okay, so fine, you're already almost there. It's almost no coming back at all from that, but fine. I said, and then what happened? He goes, and then she blew me. And I said, and you came, I said, so you had your cum ricochet off the back of another man's tonsils. He said, yes. I said, you're gay. It's confirmed. And again, it is zero problems at all. We love it. But if you think that you're not a gay man, you're just lying to yourself, and it's fine. You're fine. But you're gay. And
dude.
And great. Good.
Chris, watching you dance around the language of that story was like watching Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entrapment.
Well,
just going under and over the wires.
Well,
that was brilliant.
Because yesterday when I said to Joe, just, you know, when we were talking, I said, you got a blowjob from a tranny. And he said, hey, trans woman, I respect them. And I said, okay, good. And he said, it was the best blowjob I ever got in my life. I said, you are gay.
Men do have strong jaws.
Oh, yes.
All right. What is this, Naked Rose?
Yeah. Where's that?
Jonah Rosa just comes on the screen like a Batman villain.
Hello, here's the scenario.
He's got a question mark on his face.
It's me, the Pharaoh, Joe DeRosa.
I will suck every man's dick in here.
And woman's.
And I won't be gay about it.
All right, let's bring out another guest. Let's do that. Chrissy, thank you very much for joining us.
Chris Stefano, everybody.
What a story to go out on. Give it up for Steve Renazzisi, everybody!
Yes.
Hey, hello. How are you guys? I'm taking... Why can't you let the cum just get to room temperature? I've had a lot of questions on the side. A lot of time to think. I let the clit juice get to fucking room temperature. You don't have to get it right away. And I'm gonna fuck Big J. I think I'm the only person
you're writing all your answers.
Well, I'm gonna answer this. Anyone that I thought was great, I was like, I got it. I'm gonna fuck an opinion on this for show.
I mean, Jay is on Ozempic.
He's gonna be hot in 6 months. I'm getting in while the fucking getting's good. Flying high.
Yeah, before he loses too much. I still want a thick bitch.
It's true. Hope he doesn't lose the girth in that cock. All right, that's enough.
Tom, what are you drinking, by the way?
I'm drinking a mattress.
Whoa,
you're drinking a mattress? I'm drinking a mattress.
It's vodka and cranberry and orange juice.
Ah,
it's a morning drink.
Yeah, it's important.
I love that.
Isn't that a sunrise or something? Like
tequila sunrise.
That was a tequila.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's vodka, so it's healthy.
Different.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's different. Yeah. Still a morning drink, though.
Damn right. All right, any other question?
Cool. Thanks, guys. I'm so glad I stuck around on the side over there.
Did nobody do their homework?
Wow.
We really comedy e-break over here.
I think we have questions from our Patreon. Thanks for joining, everybody, you fucks.
This is
why the show's ending.
Join now, put on recurring payment, and forget all about it.
It'll be great. We'll never turn it off.
You should.
Tom, so I just want to, because we haven't met before, but so I know from Joe's story, so you guys, you live, how long have you been in Key West now?
I've been there for about 5 years, but I was a frequent visitor. I'd go down for like 10 weeks at a time. I'd get a job as a fucking busboy. at a restaurant, so I didn't drink all day. Because that's what it is. That's what the town is. You become an alcoholic immediately.
Right.
I think you were an alcoholic before.
No, I was. But I really blew up. I found my stride. No, he was. And you can be a drunk down there and no one gives a shit. Other places, people concerned.
Yeah.
You know?
But Boston, though, is pretty. You find more heavy drinkers in Key West than Boston.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's all the whole town. It's 300 bars. That's what it is. 300 bars, 302 churches.
That's oh, wow.
That's fucking amazing.
You gotta pray somewhere.
That's unreal. Yeah. I got some questions that are pretty good, and we'll just pretend you guys wrote them.
Yeah.
What's, someone just, this one comes from Herman. What animal would be the most terrifying if it was as intelligent and conscious as a human? You have 30 minutes.
Time starts now.
Pencils down.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, a dog, because a dog now, we are so condemned. They know how to, like, get us to love them, you know? With the
that's just women, am I right, fellas?
What does that mean? Go ahead and say another
thing. You know how these bitches...
Yeah.
What? They always try to make you love them. What you need to do is get a job.
This has gone from bad to worse.
This is my solo podcast.
I love
that's
how the
out.
Accent was supposed to save it somehow.
Yeah.
No, I think a dog is a terrible answer.
Okay.
Because I think about like pugs and stuff. You know,
that's
like
what
that,
I'm
that's
saying.
Not scary
if,
at all.
But if they're smarter than you, but they're also an adorable little dog.
Who said they're smarter? They're just as conscious as you.
And so what comes with that?
Like socially? If they're as smart, it says as intelligent and
here's the thing, I would put a pug up against Brendan any fucking day.
Yeah.
Right now.
A German Shepherd.
They both
be.
Breathe the exact same when they're sleeping.
I think a bear would be pretty terrifying. Someone whistled for a bear up there.
But here's the thing.
They were trying to call him in for DeRosa.
Somebody.
Yeah.
An iguana's like a fucking dragon.
Yeah. And there'd be like a bunch of skin everywhere. It'd be gross.
Yeah, they're shedding. I shoot iguanas in Florida all the time. And
like, you shoot them.
Oh yeah, I killed my 50th iguana 2 days ago.
Yeah. This year?
Yeah.
Is that what they call Jews down there?
Yeah.
These fucking iguanas.
I shoot them on sight.
These fucking iguanas.
These iguanas controlling our weather.
Stand your ground.
You know, the iguanas did 9/11.
They're fucking nasty. They're gross.
What are you shooting them with? Like a slingshot?
I shoot them with a high-powered nitro piston air rifle.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got a scope on that thing?
I certainly do. I certainly do.
I'll take them off from a distance.
I have my own iguana killing company in Florida, legit. Like, it's called Confidential Iguana Assassins LLC.
No, no, it's not. No way!
CIA.
Is it real?
CIA. Well, I mean, we go under the, we practice, they call us the Lizard Wizards. That's what they call us. Because people call me up and they go, hey, there's an iguana shitting in my pool and he's eating my orchids, you know? And I go, keep him inside, I'll be there. Keep him inside, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I get my gun on my back, I ride my bike to their house.
You ride your bike?
Yeah.
With a gun around your back.
Yes.
With the skull
dragging on the floor. 100%.
If you still think about it as Jews, it's still really funny. Just him driving down a bike. I'm gonna get those iguanas.
I don't think Himmler ever rode a bike.
The lizard. What do they call you guys? The lizard. What?
The lizard wizards.
The lizard wizards.
Jesus
That's the name
Christ.
Of our new podcast. The lizard wizards.
How much you charge to get rid of an iguana? Typically $50 if you want me to take it away.
No. What if I want to leave it so I can have a memorial?
Send a message to the others.
If you do the cleaning.
cleanup, it's $40.
Oh, $10 for the cleanup.
Well, here's what I, no, it's a circle of life. I shoot the iguana.
Yeah.
Then I give the dead iguana to a crab fisherman.
Oh.
And then the crab fisherman catches the crab, then I eat the crab.
There it is.
That is circle of life. You're actually, so what you're doing is, yeah, it's a good fit.
Oh, yeah, because it's an invasive species.
Now, is there a lot of...
And if you let these lizards start to populate on their own, they'll get out of control. You know what I'm talking about, guys?
I feel like
we have to have some serious lizard extermination going on.
We're also having a Hasidic lizard problem in my area.
Wait a minute.
Before you know it, those fucking mongooses are gonna get out of control, and next we've lost the whole neighborhood.
I just realized Tom's a grand wizard down in Key West.
Jesus Christ.
They're grand wizard lizards.
I'm moving to Key West. Rifles.
Mongooses are black Israelites.
Yeah, dude.
They got these lizards and these mongooses.
They're destroying the butterfly habitat.
Of course they are.
How did you find that talent? You were just sitting around
by
yourself?
I was down there and I was having such a good time. I'm enjoying life every day, but I need an outlet to fucking...
And these fucking lizards with their goddamn...
bloodlust, you know? Like,
now, yeah, do you bring the lizards into, like...
I kill the iguana so I don't have to hit my girlfriend. That's what I...
Hey, until it becomes your girlfriend and then a bunch of other girls you don't know and prostitutes.
Until she wears green one day.
He's licking his lips. You're looking real killable.
That's crazy, dude.
Did you ever miss on the first shot and have to go, yeah.
Yeah, it's a, you want to hit him and kill him once. You know, I'm not cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you clip him in the knee and then just stand over them.
Yeah.
Try and run.
You're a human Komodo dragon. Yeah. Just follow him for 7 days. Watch closely.
Tom will actually, like, put his knee on a lizard's neck for 8 minutes.
That is me.
Have you ever had to kill one, always a gun, or do you ever do hand-to-hand, like if you're out of control?
Just fucking strangling it.
Okay.
They started a fundraiser to raise money to get rid of the iguanas. They raised like $30,000, and what they did was they spent all the money, 30 grand, on Louisville Slugger baseball bats.
Jesus.
And they gave them out to the population, because the best way to kill them, the most humane way, blunt force trauma.
Wow.
Wow.
Who knew Key West was Ireland with snakes?
This is just Bat Day from The Simpsons.
They used to do the South Bronx or Red Sox games. What do you think?
Man.
Dude, that's brutal,
crazy.
Man.
People just, are you allowed to kill a certain amount a year and you're not?
Do you have tags like in swamp people?
No limit. You can kill
anything. Kill as many, too. Yeah. I'm waiting for the day that you try to kill a lizard and then it, like, Planet of the Apes, it goes, no!
There's like a huge lizard
rising. He takes the bat, the lizard just catches it.
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This one's
bunch of lizards marching in the street of Washington.
Well, I mean, that goes back
a million
to
lizard
the question
march.
Was, what's the scariest thing that if it got conscious and
And the answer is you.
For you,
lizards.
Dude, well, I mean, they've been talking about you for a while at this point. You're their Grim Reaper in Florida.
Grand Wizard.
We're still waiting on another guest who is late, if you can guess who that is.
Jeremiah again?
It's not Lewis. Don't get excited.
No. But we got a couple more questions. And this one, this guy's an OG question guy from the podcast. He kept it afloat, so blame him, really. But Alex the Truck.
That's right.
That's right. Few listeners.
He's asked so many questions for our podcast, he was on strike with the WGA.
And we're not paying him.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear he got his health insurance back.
He goes, this is a long one, so strap in. Here's the scenario. Your toilet has stopped working at home.
I suck at reading.
Every word is the last word of the sentence.
That was like the Kevin James phone number rhythm.
Ba ba ba. Ba ba.
6415 14. You guys know the bit, right?
It's a killer bit.
It's such a good bit. Check out Kevin James.
Young upstart.
Yeah. Who supports pedophilia, by the way. Just kidding.
He was on Epstein's flight log.
Yeah. But he just did it for the little cookies that they give you on a plane. All right, let me try to read this. Here's the scenario. Your toilet has stopped working at home, but in exchange for reduced rent, your landlord isn't... Can you please read this? It's too much. It's like...
Why did you pick that question?
That's the most disheartening moment in podcast history. As an adult being like, can you please read this for me? Here's the scenario. Your toilet has stopped working at home, but in exchange for reduced rent, your landlord isn't going to fix it, and you are too poor to hire a plumber. For the next year, you can only use the toilet at public porta-potties, or you have to go to a friend's home to use their toilet. You have to stick with your choice all year. No public urination or peeing in the shower, but you get one free pee at a business a day. Where are you handling your business? I want to kill myself.
This guy's face.
This was written on a ton of Adderall.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
God, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of loopholes and clauses in this fucking thing.
I need a lawyer.
Can't fucking through this question.
Yeah, we need a lawyer. Somebody get us an iguana.
Man, so it's just a porta potty at your friend's house every time. At least a porta potty, there's some privacy to it, where if you have to go to your friend's house and make up an excuse every time, like, hey, just checking to see how's it going, I'm just gonna...
Yeah.
That bathroom looks awesome. What are you doing there? Anything?
I know, but what privacy do you have in a porta potty? Is it your own porta potty?
Well, no, even if it's a public porta potty, it's just one stall. You know
what
I mean?
But still, other people are gonna use it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your friend probably is just going to be the only person taking the shit or piss in
there's
that one.
There's not a chance anybody would.
Have you ever shit in a fucking festival porta potty?
Yep.
I have.
It's what? Yeah, it's super gross. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've done cocaine in a festival.
I actually didn't think so until you said something.
Have you ever done that? Just done a bump of coke in a festival porta potty and you didn't realize that you're taking the deepest breath of smell?
Oh, dude. That's my favorite way to do cocaine.
It's like a blast of, oh, shit.
I do that in porta potties, and then I kick open the door like in the first Shrek, and it's like, bam, somebody once told me that.
Picture that.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
as the older
coming out of that fucking.
You just kick a garden gnome. Smash mouth. And we're making pancakes. Man, you really honored the lead singer of Smash Mouth by singing that and looking like that.
Right. I did pick a bad week to do the Ric Flair haircut, I will say that.
Saying that backstage, and he was like, this is gonna fucking crush.
Yeah.
When I say this Ric Flair.
By the way, never did well. I've said that three times. I'm getting more laughs calling the hippo tank my hotel room.
Oh, it worked.
That's the sixth time I've said that.
He says apartment instead of hotel room. It's like a fun variation for us.
It's just to keep it real for me. It's
keep me present. Fresh and real.
Fresh. Yeah.
Keep it authentic.
Yeah, keep me on stage.
Brendan does look like Andy Warhol now.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Long time.
Really dead.
Oh, shit.
Super dead.
So I'm skinny? I'm gonna go. Is a gym a public bathroom? Can I?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there bathrooms in gyms?
Just kidding.
I know. Okay. I had to say
what's
just kidding that I know because
I've only made it to the door of Planet Fitness where they offered free pizza.
Yeah.
And then I said $10 well spent, and I went home.
I didn't think I was allowed to go in gyms. I'm Brendan.
I don't go in gyms. I'm not Joe DeRosa.
Oh, God.
What a filth monster. Get it? Go in gyms?
Blow DeRosa.
I'll do that because I'll pick the gym, go in the public bathroom, easy peas, take a shower where I can wipe the shit off my ass.
I'm sorry, the paper is insufficient.
Yeah.
What's happening in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I the only one that takes joy in destroying a friend's bathroom? It's the best feeling in the world. I go into my friend's bathroom, I absolutely fucking lay cable, and then I leave it in there to marinate.
Oh!
That's right, like a sweet bouillabaisse.
Whoa.
Tom, what are you doing? You gonna shit in Iguana's face or something? This guy fucking hates lizards, dude.
To drum up business, sometimes at night I'll go shit in people's pools. Yeah, like, and I go, hey, you got a big iguana. You gotta take care of that.
Unload a clip into your floating shit.
Our next guest arrives, so Tom, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Tom Gusto, everybody.
Thank you.
And keep it going for Jordan Jensen, everybody. Let it hear. Hey. With 10 minutes left.
Yes.
You're the closer.
How you doing?
I feel fine.
Uh-oh.
I feel a little freaky.
I feel fine.
Everybody, all my friends are like,
I've never felt worse in my life. I want to kill myself.
I feel great.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad either. My legs feel like fucking jelly, though. I was walking around like a mug
last night, Cannon, I was talking, we were all getting food, and I was like, I don't feel good after eating those meatballs. And Cannon just out of nowhere goes, my hands are tight.
Dude, when I got home, it looked like I sprained both ankles.
Oh.
They were I don't know if it's mushrooms, salty food, or what, but every bit of moisture in my body went to my fucking brontosaurus legs. They're just fucking crumbling.
They should put compression socks in like the artist getting goodie bags.
I think that might have been the best idea of Skankfest that I've had, was to bring everyone a McFlurry. We went on a McFlurry run.
Oh.
There was like 15 of us.
Did you hear the subtle credit to himself in that sentence
as
well?
That's the best idea I've ever had.
The guy acts like he invented McFlurries.
Yeah.
Guys?
Rounded up.
We're being so annoying. Feeney's like, he finds it in his phone. He's like, I found a McDonald's. We're all going to get it. I made the mistake of saying the word cake, and everybody was like,
big mistake.
We love cake.
Let's go.
We couldn't get cake at McDonald's, but we figured McFlurries were a close second. So everyone's like, but where is it? None of us have phones. We could never look it up. So I do that. And the whole walk, everyone on the whole line,
Ian,
Mike.
Us?
Yeah.
Where are we going? We walked 3 blocks.
Yeah.
Three blocks in Vegas is fucking like 18 blocks in hell.
Oh. It was 0.2 miles.
That's the name of the episode, 18 blocks in hell.
It was, every time I would turn my head this way for 1 second, I'd hear somebody being like, how much further is it?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
But then we all got there and we had 18 McFlurries.
I got a Thanksgiving meal. Yeah.
You got a meal and then you go, I am going to go eat my other meal in bed alone.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you crushed the McFlurry before you had your fucking shame meal?
Oh, I crushed the McFlurry. And then
shame meal, oh my god.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we went back to the hotel room and we just took off everything, got naked and ate.
Like Scrooge picked up.
Yeah,
we dived into it, yeah.
Brendan's
a big fan of dessert appetizers.
Right. Yeah, dessert.
Oh yeah. I'll tell you what though, that McDonald's sucked ass. It was the first McDonald's. I felt betrayed.
No way.
Yeah.
No salt on the fries.
So bad.
And no salt available to put on the fries. If
Ryan Chayner,
Cannon snorted it all.
Dipping French fries into the McFlurry, and I look over, and Ryan Chayner just takes a cigarette, dips it in the McFlurry, and eats the cigarette.
Oh my god. And then introduced himself to the booker of Zanies. He goes, hi, I'm Ryan Chayner. I just had half a cigarette. It sucks. Oh god. Lucy's like, charmed to meet you, I'm sure.
That's disgusting. And that's from a guy who drank a full thing of bong water only an hour ago.
That's true.
No, we did not.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
And it didn't really get the thing that I wanted it to. Which was my parents' approval. Oh no, I had that McDonald's and I'm like, I haven't even shit yet, dude. I have like a little diarrhea, like a grimace in my body right now.
I am considering taking a bump of cocaine just to evacuate everything in my body.
Does that work?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
immediately
cool.
It does. Alright. Right, gang?
Cocaine.
Yeah. Alright. There's nothing that'll turn your ass into a potato gun faster.
It's the best. It's just a panic attack.
Yeah, it's your body just tensing and it fires everything
you
out.
You do coke and you're like, I'm in my 30s and I just did cocaine, I have a child, this is an accident, and then you get everything out. It's not the cocaine.
That's, yes,
it's
exactly.
Like playing, it's like pouring vinegar into baking soda.
Yeah. All right. This next question, anybody's saying your name?
Whoa, what happened?
Whose name? Just give me a name.
Richard.
Jake, this one comes from Jake in the audience.
Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm, the white one.
and the JPEG.
At the very least, have both different commercials running. You know?
Yeah, in different areas.
But
you know?
Don't have them in the same commercial.
No, no.
Also, we know the second Jake is named Jacque, so.
He goes, yeah, State Farm, that's just my fucking day job. I actually am a rapper.
He's got a high butt. He has
a high butt?
The black guy from State Farm has the autistic dumper on him, like high and big. Check it out.
I gotta look at this next time. Hold on, I wanna know, is this truly a symptom of autism?
Yes, dude.
The high Clydesdale ass?
Asperger ass?
Yes, dude. The shelf? Remember in high school, their shirts would always rest on it?
No, I didn't go to your school.
It was a special school for kids who had special talent.
Her teacher was Magneto.
Okay, would you rather, every time you take a shower, have ice-cold water pour down on you like a waterfall, or have really, why are you giggling already? Or have,
what the fuck?
Jesus,
man.
Man.
Why are you having
why
fun, bitch? Shut up. The absolute misplaced anger Brendan projects.
We're gonna drive this fucking comedy plate into the ground.
It's unbelievable how many of you love him, because this is the kind of vinegar we face every day.
Yeah, we are the baking soda.
All right, that question sucked anyway. It was all about showering, so I'm gonna skip that.
Yeah, we can't relate to
Does
that.
Does anybody out here have a question?
Does anybody have a question? Have you thought of one?
I have a question.
Go for it.
Steve, what's one of your top members in filming the lead?
Oh.
What's Steve's one of top members in filming the lead?
Now it again feels like
we get it. Steve was on TV. Don't you want to know what our top memory from the podcast was?
Yeah.
This is the last one they're ever doing,
Jesus
guys.
Christ, we average 4,000 views per episode.
That's the last line. Last line. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a dictator of the podcast.
Which one of you was the one that was like, this is over?
Kevin Clancy at Barstool.
Look at the glee in your eyes.
KFC and Barstool.
Dave Portnoy was the one that went, this is over.
It's over, JK, you can do it if you still want.
And we went, no!
We refuse.
We're leaving on our own terms after you forced us.
He goes, actually, you guys can still do it. Well, now we don't want to because you said.
This one, people are like, wait, really? There's a
oh, shit, yes. Oh, yeah, what was your best memory filming a TV show?
This sounds so stupid. I know, I feel bad about it.
No, I'm excited to hear it. I'm a fan of that show. I love
that
show.
Make sure it strides the line of completely earnest, but also have a huge punchline at the end. Go ahead.
Can we have some Emmys to put on the table?
We didn't get any Emmys. I think it was fucking around with, you know, that cast was really funny. And so being able to just hang with them and Kroll and Mantzoukas and Sheeran and all those guys every day. I didn't know.
I know.
And so this sounds like we got to the upfronts. Like we got to the upfronts all of a sudden. I'm like, this sounds like a Today Show answer. I'm like, it's so awesome to work with these guys.
Just the guys.
It's like a press junket now for you guys.
Oh, I remember. I remember now. Okay. It's when Nick and Mark Duplass they sexually assaulted three people. Wait, hold on. Is this being recorded?
Yes, but no one will listen.
And we were all laughing. It was so funny. Because, you know, it was like she was upset about
That's
it.
That's right. But Nick,
but
is a,
cool.
Nick is a powerful lizard. So,
yeah. And a power bottom.
Taco just kept saying the N-word. We couldn't get him to stop.
John LaJoy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
The best moment was the rape.
Oh, you mean every episode to my eyeballs?
No, it's good. It's good, Simon.
Stand up. Take a bow. Stand up.
Oh, God, he broke the chair.
Hey, guys, he's curtsying so he doesn't show you his mouth.
No, that was a good show, dude.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Thanks
so much.
Anybody else?
Yo, I have one for Jordan. What's it like working with Ian?
Are you guys really as good of friends as it appears?
Jordan, when you were filming your guest Digital 30, did you find it harrowing to be on a lineup of such amazing comedians?
Yeah, you all have the autistic ass. Bunch of dumpers out there.
I think we have time for one more.
We got one more if you guys got any. If you thought.
Yeah, you have 10 minutes.
It's gotta be good, okay.
Nice, just make sure it's the best one yet.
one's for Jordan.
God damn
Mary, kill these three.
Huh?
Fuck, marry, kill these three.
Oh, there's four of us here, dude. What am I?
I have had sex with one of them.
Oh, shit.
I would. Wait, these three?
Yeah.
There's four. Let's just add Steve. Yeah.
Three.
But there's four dudes here.
Did you say these three?
How about fuck, marry, kill?
I mean, I'll leave if you want me to.
You said only these three, right?
Okay, I'll take myself out of it then,
okay.
I guess.
Fuck, marry, kill is such a horrible question, but thank you.
Man, dude, you are...
Sorry.
What an animal.
I'm
this place ain't gonna... He's like, not only is the show ending, but I'm gonna take out each of my fans individually.
Easy there, Dark Knight. You kind of have that.
Do you
air.
Want me to help you? I'll be.
Please, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you have any questions,
Steve.
Which one of you has the most amount of money?
Oh, that's true.
Steve, right?
None of us.
But I'm out of it.
He's not in it. He's not playing.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm really advisor. I'm really about to defend
him.
He's got a nest egg and property. He has assets.
Okay.
Can I request you kill me?
Okay. No.
Can you fuck kill him? Like
you
a praying mantis?
Kill and fuck my dead body, you freak.
Dude, I could picture Jordan like a praying mantis and just decapitating
sucking
the
life out of you.
Fucks.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Just with your elbows? That was insane. Do that 10 more times. That's,
oh my god.
Dude, that's like that fucking roaster that took off his feet last night.
Shit, now I'm taking those mushrooms. Shame. I missed that. Fuck.
Yeah, it's man. Good.
It's
all right. It was really bad. It was really fucked up. Nobody asked him to do it. He was like, I want to see something cool.
No, and they definitely didn't have a solid balance.
Props at roast battle are always crazy. Some girl pulled a tampon out once, and it was had a capsule. Her jokes were inside of her pussy.
Yeah.
That's
wow,
awesome.
That's really
that's
cool.
Awesome.
It was wild.
Marry that girl.
That's right. It was Joe DeRosa.
Joe's gay. Did you hear that?
I heard Joe's gay.
Yeah, dude. Full gay.
What did he do? Blew Ian or something?
He fucked a dude.
Gay. He felt somebody's 5 o'clock shadow as they were blowing him.
Yeah.
Ah,
he was trying to chisel off his Adam's apple as he was talking.
Joe's balls are bright red from the friction.
How does everybody know about it? How did it get around to
everyone's making sure it gets around.
Every morning, I go down to the Golden Nugget Casino floor and I just wait for Joe DeRosa rumors to start like going around. The first night it was like, someone told me it's like $3,000 at the strip club. I immediately made it $5,000. The next person I told. Yeah, yeah. It's up to $7,000 to
us
spend at the strip club to fuck a dude now. It's awesome.
Remember that super fan came up to us and was like, Joe DeRosa keeps getting in trouble because he keeps grabbing the dice with one in each hand.
Yes.
And then
he's gay now. He's got to get these hands ready to go. No guy wants one hand. What if there's two? Oh, you gotta be able to fuck.
Throw me a seven.
Vita just realized how funny his arms are.
Oh yeah, that's true. Those little fucking pipe cleaner.
All right, the podcast is back on.
Yeah.
It's the arm cast.
Guys, thank you for being here. We love
you
very much.
Thanks
for supporting the show. Jeremiah, Tom,
Chris
DeStefano.
Scenario.